I'm speaking today with Hugo Mojica, who is one of the candidates for City Council District H in the special election in May. Hugo, first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
Sure. I'm running for District H because I was raised in the district, so I believe we need to hire a council member that knows the issues of the district, and has lived the issues of the district, so that knows what's going on in the district. So I was raised in the district. I mean, I was raised in the north side, so I've seen all the infrastructure decaying in our district. So I think we need someone that knows how the system works. I actually work for 2 council members, a congressman and a county commissioner, so I have the experience that you need to work on day one. So that's why I'm running to be a can-do council member for our district.
Tell me a little bit more about that experience and how you think that would help you in City Council.
Sure. I actually worked for the previous council member for District H, Gabriel Vasquez. So, and then after that, I went and worked for actually Michael Berry. I was his chief of staff for 1 term. And then prior to that, I was working for Congressman Jim Green as well. So, and then I went back to graduate school, and I worked for a county commissioner. So, and that's how when I was in graduate school, I earned 2 master's degrees while I was in working full-time and then going to school at night. So, I mean, I think I've seen just about everything in government, so that's why I believe I'm the best candidate in terms of starting on day one with the experience I have since I already know how the system works. And as you know, the election is May 9th, and the last week of May, council has their budget sessions already started. So you need someone that knows how the budget works and in order to get the funding we need for our district. So that's why.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the budget, because these are kind of tough economic times right now. How should the city of Houston be reacting from a budget perspective to the economic climate that we're in right now?
In terms of, I mean, we need to find ways of doing, I mean, providing our services. We have to do more with less, in other words. I mean, our city has been fortunate enough not to, I mean, we haven't been affected that much in terms of the economic downturn. However, that's coming down the line, I mean, and that's why I said when we need to elect someone that knows how the system works and would work for you in terms of prioritizing the different CIP projects, capital improvement projects within the district, so you kind of have to do more with less. And, of course, you need someone there that's been there and knows how the system works. So,
okay. Well, the CIP was just released for District H a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Can you give me your critique of it and, you know, what you think ought to be prioritized and what maybe ought to be altered or
modified? Well, I mean, I attended the meeting, for the CIP meeting. So a lot of the discussion that went on during the CIP meeting was that we need a lot of infrastructure. It's very old. I mean, we have to address our infrastructure in terms of our streets, resurfacing, water, sewer, pipes, sidewalks. I get a lot of the same questions throughout the district, so when I go to the civic club meetings, everyone wants the same thing. However, I mean, since the sources are limited, you kind of have to work with what you have currently. I mean, the way the CIP works, it takes up to 7 years to get anything done, to go through the process and actually getting it reconstructed. So, I mean, and so that's why when you talk about the CIP, it's a long-term process. So, and of course, I mean, I saw some of the things that are coming up, like the north side, Moody Park. I know that they're scheduled to do another community center and stuff, and then I know on 11th, they want to resurface. However, that's a long-term process in terms of, like, it takes a couple of years to get actually from the design phase all the way to the reconstruction phase. And but I know that some of the immediate things in terms of this, the heights that we're now in at the library, I know that they have a recycling center that it's in line to be put in there. So a lot of things, I mean, I don't have any. If you're asking me, how would I move it up and down in the priorities? Is that what you're asking, or
I'm just asking for your opinion on it?
No. And I mean, I know how the process works. So I mean, there's a whole bunch of different projects that we have in a CIP, and of course, I mean, I've seen the numbers. However, I don't know how they relate to this fiscal year, since some of them are scheduled for like 2010. So that's why I mean, I can only comment on. I saw the list, and as a council member, I'll work to get as much as possible in terms of whatever funding we have available. And now that we have the stimulus money coming in, hopefully that would help speed up some of our CIP projects for the district. So.
There's been a lot of talk in the district lately about issues of crime, concerns about it. As a council member, what sorts of things would you do to address some of these concerns?
Sure. When I go to those civic club meetings and stuff, I'm asked the same question, in public safety in terms of, and one of the things that I've seen, in terms of the adequate staffing of the HPD and the fire department, we need to work on that in terms of finding more candidates to join our police force. But like in terms of immediate impact in terms of HPDs, I say during the meetings and stuff that we need to have the officers the officers that work in the offices to be out there patrolling the streets. I believe that's one of the things we can do in terms of having an immediate impact in the community, having visible the HPD officers out there in the community. And I think we can do that right away, in terms of having more officers on the street instead of in the offices.
Okay. So, you mentioned that there's a recycling center for the Heights in the CIP. One of the questions I wanted to ask was, the City of Houston recently started a pilot program to expand recycling in certain neighborhoods.
Right.
They put out bigger bins where you can put all the recyclables in. You don't have to separate the streams.
Right.
They're taking glass now.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to increase the participation rate for the curbside recycling.
Right.
What's your opinion of this, and what else should the city be doing, if anything, to increase participation rates?
I agree with what the city is doing in terms of the recycling programs. Of course, I believe there's like 10,000 households in the program in terms of the recycling this recycling pilot program. And of course, we have to do more in terms of also saving the disposal. Everything that can be recycled, I think we can do a better job in terms of the city providing additional recycling centers, like in the one they're going to put in the Heights. We need to have another one in a different location within our district. Not just the Heights. I believe that the Lindo is working on having some type of recycling center as well there. So. I encourage everything, and then I welcome any suggestion in terms of how do we improve the system in terms of recycling for the city. What I find that when you're an elected official, it's like you don't know everything, and I know. I've been there. So when you don't know everything, you kind of have to ask people, what do you think? How can we change this in order to make more people recycle? Do you have any suggestions, any comments? I welcome any ideas in terms of increasing our recycling program. So, and that's the kind of council member I'll be. I'll ask for input in terms of having an open door policy. You can call me anytime and tell me, hey, you might want to look at this idea in terms of how we can increase the recycling programs.
So, okay.
And somebody, I think... I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
Okay.
But somebody already sent me an idea, which it sounds good, but I don't know how in practice it would work in terms of charging a per trash can fee and in order to encourage people to recycle. So I don't know how feasible that is. If we can try that as a pilot in terms of you charge a person based on the bags of trash they recycle, they put out, then... That's how much you charge them in terms of trash. So you kind of basically are encouraging them to recycle more and stuff. So, however, I said, it's a great idea, but I don't know how in practice. In theory, it sounds nice, but I don't know how in practice it would affect the entire city since it's going to be a citywide initiative. So.
Metro, as you know, recently signed a contract for construction of three of its light rail lines, including North Line, which will go up. North Main. One of the things that about this, of course, is that Metro is in the midst of finishing off its 2012 plan.
Right.
If you were elected, you would be presumably serving in council through 2015.
Right.
So, I'd like to know first of all, what's your opinion of where Metro is now in terms of the contract it signed and what it's doing.
Right.
But also, I'd like to know where you think Metro should be going after 2012? Where do you want to, what do you want to see it doing going forward beyond right. the current project that okay. it's on?
As a voter, I mean, I voted for rail back in 2000s and actually 99s. And I believe rail, I think, would move people as long as we have the lines in place that moves in the right corridor. So, and I live by a North Line Mall, so I know the rail is coming our way. And eventually, what I want to see is go all the way to the airport. And that's what the long-term vision is, connecting the downtown to the north side and then all the way to the airport area. And then, of course, to the east side, which... As you know, District H were covered through the east side and the north side, so those both lines. So I want to see rail, I mean, as much as possible, and because that I think that helps move people along in terms of getting them off cars. But however, you need to put a line where it makes sense. Like in terms of the lines that already were approved by the voters, I mean, I support them. And in terms of finding some federal funding for that, I'm in favor of doing that and then helping Metro as much as possible in terms of funding. So.
Okay. TxDOT has been talking about widening I-45 right. north of downtown for a while. It came up a few years ago, and there was mm-hmm. a lot of pushback from the areas that goes right through District right. I. Sounding like that's coming along again. Right. How do you want this process to go? What do you want out of TxDOT as they start talking about working on I-45 north of downtown?
Okay. And then in terms of that, I mean, as you know, you were part of the Shady Acres discussion where that TxDOT, the whole TxDOT issue came up. And as you know, the process works that we don't have any jurisdiction on TxDOT. However, we can communicate with the community in terms of those affected by the proposed widening of 45, so we need to start organizing in terms of having our elected officials from Austin, our state representatives and our senator, come together and tell the people how this is going to impact our laws. Because it's not just the particular community, it's everyone, because everyone travels to I-45, so I mean, one way or the other, I mean, you're going to be impacted. So we all need to be on the same page in terms of coming together as a community and finding out what is it. Do we really want that? And then do we need to express it to TxDOT in terms of yes, this is what our community wants, or no, this is not what our community wants. But we have to do a better job at communicating to the people, and that's what I think the frustration was in one of the meetings that TxDOT was enlisting. And of course, I mean, as a council member, I can work with my state representatives and my senators to get them, because those are the ones that control the budget for TxDOT. So I mean, they listen more. I can work in partnership with them. So.
Okay. District H contains a number of historic neighborhoods, and some of these are very interested in matters of preservation. There's been some push to strengthen some of the ordinances that allow for historic preservation. What's your opinion of that, and what, if anything, should council be doing to give neighborhoods tools to strengthen historic preservation?
In terms of, I mean, I support neighborhood historical preservation. In terms of, I think the council just recently enacted the ordinance making the historic preservation.
Yeah, there was one enacted a little while ago, yes.
Right. So, I mean, if communities want to preserve the character of the neighborhoods, I'm for it. I mean, I'll be there supporting as much as I can. I mean, I don't know what else do you... I mean, other than that, I mean, I support them.
Okay, fair enough. We will be electing a new mayor this November. What aspects of Mayor White's tenure as mayor would you like to see the new mayor continue? And what aspects of Mayor White's tenure as mayor would you like to see the new mayor not continue?
Okay. I think in terms of Mayor White, I believe he's, when he says something that he'll take care of it. I mean, in terms of if he says he gets his word on making sure that something gets done, it gets done. So I hope to see the next mayor say, yes, I want this done, and it's going to get done, kind of thing. And then in terms of what I think the new mayor can do better in terms of communicating, I think that, I mean, they need to do a better way of communicating to the community, specific communities. I mean, not just citywide, but like go out there to the civic clubs and tell them, hey, this is how this is going to impact in terms of an ordinance. Again, I'll go back to the Shady Acre, that sometimes we, as elected officials, they forget that the impact that it makes, that a certain ordinance would have on the people, the regular people. So as a mayor, I think you should be out more in the community and informing the people of what's coming up in terms of if it's a proposed ordinance or if it's a project, a major project that needs to be put in place. But I think you need to do a better job. I think the new mayor would, I would like to, the new mayor to do a better job in communicating his vision. So
there's 9 candidates in this election on May. What distinguishes you from everyone else who's going to be on the ballot?
Sure. And like I said at the beginning of my interview, I mean, I think we need to hire somebody that knows the system, that's actually been there. I mean, I manage a budget office, a council budget office, and I had 4 people there, so I know how the system works. I know how the budget process works. So, and like I said, the election is May 9th, and the last week of May, council session, but the budget session start. So you need someone that knows how the budget is, because as you know, the budgets are huge. I mean, these are piles and piles of information that people throw at you, and they expect you just to digest all of it. So I've been there, so I know how the system works. So I think we need to hire somebody that knows how the system works to get our projects in order, in line for funding. So that's why I believe I'm the best candidate.
Okay, Hugo Mojica, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, sir.